Welcome to the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. I'm glad that you're here. And today we're going to talk about becoming a how thinker and not an if thinker.
We're thankful you've connected here with the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. Our hope is to help church ministry leaders and Christians in general stay focused on the things that matter in life. We know there are a lot of podcasts you could be listening to, but you're here and we're grateful. If you have any questions, please reach out through email at timpriceblog.com/podcast. Now on to today's show.
Well, I hope you're having a great day today. In fact, I've been thinking about great days. A couple different things have come to mind, mainly because I've kind of been rereading a book by Norman Vincent Peale called Have a Great Day. And great days are really interesting because when people ask us, how was the day? How often do you say, great? Each day is a gift, but most often I find myself saying great if something amazing happened or some, you know, big breakthrough came about. Most often, if somebody says, how was the day? I'm usually a little tired by the time I'm asked, and I'll say something like, it was pretty good, or it was fine, or it was okay, or it was a long one, or something like that. But what if we began to praise the Lord for each and every day, that we would have an expectation that each day was going to be great? And I always read these types of books. The one I just mentioned, you can find the link to that book on the blog post at timpriceblog.com. But I always read these types of books with just a little bit of caution, a little bit of grain of salt, because one, I realize that you can't just think about all these things all the time. At some point, you have to just live life. But the second thing is, I realize that not every day is a mountaintop. There is a lot of valley living in life. And the plain fact is, not every day is great. It's not perfect. You come across things that are just almost too much to bear. Some kind of health crisis, some kind of financial crisis, some other kind of issue. But I'm convinced that as we walk in faith in Christ, that He will fill us with joy for each and every moment, good or bad. So as a result, we should strive to have a great day every day, open to the endless possibilities of kingdom living and loving others. So the one tweak that resonated with me today from this book, Having a Great Day by Norman Vincent Peale, was to become a how thinker as opposed to an if thinker. Become a how thinker, H-O-W. Well, here's the difference. The if thinker says to himself, if only I had a break, or if only I didn't have to deal with this or that or this person. Or maybe if only I had more money or more time. On the other hand, the how thinker has this thought process. How can I compensate for this shortcoming in my life or leadership? How am I able to accomplish this? How are we going to get around this challenge? And we could probably make a large list of these type of questions, but I think it's easy to grab the point here. If thinking is going to keep us from trying things, if thinking will keep us from taking a risk, it will keep us from wondering why nothing in life feels successful, and it will keep us wallowing in our own issues. But if we tweak that a little bit, how thinking, it will help us clearly see opportunities and jump in. It will allow us to begin something new. It will help us find a way to succeed. It will help us have fun overcoming challenges with others. And how thinking will help us give God glory for the miracles that take place. As you are thinking today, I want to encourage you and I to focus on the how. And I also want us just to remember that today can be a great day. Well, if you're listening to this at night, then I want you to think about tomorrow being a great day. Go to sleep tonight, preparing for an awesome day tomorrow. If you're listening to this in the morning, I want you to go do great things on this great day. And one of those great things will be to hop over to the timpriceblog.com. And you can take a look at this post. You can get the link to that book. But you can also take a look at a few other related posts. Sometimes we have them in, sometimes we don't. But I just wanted to share these with you from this blog post today. One is, are you thinking big enough today? Number two, a blog post on taking note what is overflowing from your heart. Number three, soundtracks for living a more powerful life. Each of these three posts, plus the one we just shared on the podcast, are going to help us to be thinking about how instead of if. Well, I want you to have a great day today. I'm thankful that you're part of our community here. I'm thankful that you are listening and praising the Lord for your ministry, your walk with the Lord, and your continued faithfulness as God is faithful. And praying for you, and we'll talk next time. Thanks.
Hey, this is Tim Price again, recording here on my laptop. Probably doesn't sound the same as my voice just did on the official recording, but I wanted to chime in here as we end the podcast to invite you to join me in just a few weeks for the annual Harvathon. This event is an opportunity for us to share a little bit about what God is doing in and through the ministry and inviting friends and family and people near and far to help us meet the goal of fundraising so that we are able to continue an effective ministry. This event is going to be in person at our home church in Troy, Illinois, but it's also going to be online, and you can give any time toward that event. You can find out more at harvestministryteams.com. We're looking forward to it. We're praying for it. And I just wanted to add that little note here to the end of this podcast. Thank you so much for being a part of the ministry with us. And we're asking you and inviting you to join us not only in giving and support and partnership, but also in prayer for the opportunities that we see before us by the grace of God to reach out to the next generation, to church leaders, to people that we have opportunity to share and come alongside and to be a part of this kingdom work. So harvestministryteams.com, and I'll speak with you later. Thank you.